Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, super fan of Ellen, Brad Pitt, distracts Ellen and Sean Hayes while sitting in the audience. Chrissy Teigen tells us what it's like to have a feud with the President of the United States. You heard me. Chance the Rapper shares his longtime love story with his wife, and he performs. And Ellen gives her own keynote on the Apple Keynote.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Andy Lassner.
I'm Mary Connolly.
I'm Kevin Allen II.
I'm Ed Glavin II.
Welcome to season two of Andy and Friends, and we're well on our way here, coming up with
our third episode of season two.
I can't wait to see what you have planned
for
the rest of Andy and Friends.
I'm already getting a lot of feedback, people wanting us to do the podcast at their venue, so
really?
I'm going through those offers right now.
Yeah, how many offers do you figure you have?
It's a lot.
Really?
It's a lot.
Six?
One.
One.
So you can see us at Jerry's Deli this Thursday.
at Pettit on Ventura.
At the Jewish Community Center in Bergen County.
You guys, we had a crazy first time show last week.
Unbelievable.
That we should probably talk about.
Bradley Pitt.
Turns out he's handsome.
Appeared on our show.
You guys, he's so cute.
I mean, and he didn't start out. He gets handsomer with age.
He's just across the board handsome.
And
like,
the style.
I got plenty. Young Brad Pitt, very handsome.
Yes, very strikingly.
Older Brad Pitt?
Handsome.
Also very handsome.
Now, before we get into the in which he ended up with his hiney in our chair.
Yes.
I just want to say this. I went and saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood over the summer.
Right.
In the movie theater. In the theater.
Ooh, cool.
With my wife, Debbie. And there's a scene where he is on the... He's a handyman, and he's on the roof of a building of a house helping... His boss Leo DiCaprio by doing some work on the roof, and it's hot. So in the movie, he takes his shirt off, and the sound that came out of my wife's mouth when the shirt came off,
audible gasp.
Oh my!
Is one
audible groan
that apparently has not been used on me.
We showed a clip of it when he was here, and the audience, same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he just looks insane.
Take us through the Brad Pitt of it all.
Well, first, let me say I've never seen that man in real life. And I've always thought he's handsome.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, he is just from every angle handsome.
Yeah. Right.
And his style is insane.
He's just cool.
He's just
cool. His style's just cool.
And he was so fun and like up for having fun while he was here.
And when we met him before, he was just so cool. Like, what do you want me to do? And like, he was just...
And a lot of big movie stars aren't like that. A lot of them are, but some take themselves too seriously when get to the level that Brad has.
Yes. Right.
So... one of our writers, Adam, came up with this idea that what if Brad was just one of our super fans sitting in our audience? That's what he pitched to Ellen. And Ellen ran with it and was like, oh my gosh, he should be clapping for all of the segments. He should have a favorite segment that he's requesting.
He should interrupt.
He should come down for a game. He should interrupt. He should boot off the first guest. So she had so much fun. That turned into a whole text conversation with her and Brad brainstorming of what eventually it was.
Just quick side note, where was Adam in the world when he came up with that idea?
Oh, Adam was in Africa.
Because
after we had our hiatus, he needed a little, an extra hiatus.
So wait, I'm sorry, Adam, now my understanding is Adam, he worked on the talk show and it ended around Memorial Day.
Right. Yep.
And then he has a couple weeks of rap, so he works a couple weeks, I mean works, quote, air quotes, and then then he has a giant chunk of time off in the summer.
Yeah, but then he needed a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay. But
I get it.
While he's in Africa,
gave us
has
a great
an amazing,
idea.
Amazing idea.
While working remotely.
Yeah.
So then we have to sneak Brad Pitt into the audience.
Right.
Yeah.
Ellen has a whole plan of how this is going to happen. She thought we need to put people who know Brad Pitt on either side of him so they don't start screaming the second they see him because that would interrupt the monologue and all this. I'm a larger person.
Yes, you are, Kevin.
Thank you. So they put me on the other side of Brad Pitt to block that side of the audience from seeing him.
Yeah. They use
How
you
is
as
it
a...
to be so close to Brad Pitt?
Oh, boy, is he cute.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just crazy.
Yeah. So they were using you as like a wall.
I was the wall.
I got a human shield.
But
we
so
built a,
normal
Ellen
and
built
so
a wall.
Cool. He's just so...
So cool. And he played it so hilariously.
No, it's just you rarely find people like Brad and I who are famous yet approachable.
Oh, my God.
So you heard that. Anyone who sees Andy anywhere, approach him.
Andy's like so normal,
oh, yeah. And
so
he loves
cool.
to be scared in public.
Yeah. Scared. Yeah. Oh, just come up behind Andy. Just come up behind Andy.
Grab his love handles. Give out a shriek.
But anyway,
So the idea was Brad Pitt was going to be in the audience, and... Ellen was going to see him and be distracted by him.
Right, when she sits down.
When
so she's doing a monologue. He's not in the audience. In the time that she's crossing from her monologue, Kevin and pals have to go from the back of the audience and sneak him into a seat with nobody noticing, and nobody noticed. They were successful.
It was awesome. A couple little shrieks from my row.
They caught on pretty quickly.
Yeah,
Ellen,
it
when
fast.
Ellen goes, I'm sort of distracted. The audience went insane.
Bonkers. One of our audience department staffers, Corey Morris, was behind Brad Pitt and was charged with, you know, not screaming and not fangirling out on Brad Pitt. And she regrammed our Instagram clip and basically described it as the highlight of her life.
Oh.
I'm sure. So anyway, we'll play a little clip of when Ellen saw Brad Pitt in the audience, and then we'll chat some more about it.
All right, very good. Here's the clip. Roll it.
Have a seat. Have a seat, everybody. Go ahead and catch your breath, Twitch, and there's something that I want to talk about. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of distracted right now. What are you doing?
Don't mind me. Just came to see the show. Great show, by the way, so far. You're killing it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's hard to not mind you. You're right there. And I mean, why are you here?
I'm just a fan. Had the day off. Wanted to see how the show was going.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. You want to come sit down here?
No, I'm good. Thanks, though.
All right.
Carry on.
Another unsung hero of this episode, I thought, was Sean Hayes. Played it so.
Oh, my gosh.
Sean Hayes agreed to be on as a guest that Ellen would rather talk to Brad Pitt than him.
Yeah.
Right. And Sean Hayes was so thrilled. Hi, Sean. Sean's a listener.
Yeah,
oh,
he
no.
is. Big
is
listener.
He really?
Yeah, the whole Will and Grace cast when they're between setups.
I actually talked to him, and it was kind of like a Stranger Things. There was too long of a lull between season one of the podcast and two, and they stopped listening.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
really?
I know. We're going to have to work hard to get him back.
If Sean Hayes was aware of Kevin Lehman's affection for Sean Hayes, he'd listen.
Maybe.
Yeah. So Sean Hayes is the guest that Ellen boots in order to get Brad to come down from
right.
the audience.
And before the segment, all Sean wanted to do, first of all, Sean thought, and because this was not going to be a real interview, it was all kind of scripted out what they would talk about, because how it was going to go with Brad interrupting and Brad talking, it was all sort of scripted out. And Sean thought the script was so funny, his major concern was not messing it up.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to just be there to make this moment happen.
And he brought his own spin, like the whole butt thing.
Yeah.
Listen to Sean Hayes, fangirl all over Brad Pitt.
All right.
It's good to see you. How was your summer?
My summer was great. You know, I took my godson, Sammy, to Disneyland. I don't know when the... I'm sorry, I'm so distracted. Because Brad Pitt is in your audience. And it's kind of just like throwing me off my game.
I know. Brad, there's a lot of people here, and you're the only one that's distracting. So please try to keep it down.
Right. Sorry. Sorry, Sean.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh, those eyes. I can't be mad at you. No, it's all is forgiven.
He's cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just say about Sean Hayes.
Yes, dear.
So selfless. Like, has nothing to promote, has to take time out of his day, works on this whole scripted sort of decoy event with us. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't respect the guy more.
Agreed.
You know, parenting is hard.
Sure is.
You know how hard it is on your rug?
Ugh.
I mean.
What does that mean?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore with Ruggable Rugs. Ruggable Rugs are machine washable.
No.
Throw it in the wash, throw it in the dryer, lay it back out like new. Even an 8x10 area rug fits in a standard washer dryer.
How?
Ruggable, that's Ruggable, R-U-G-G-A-B-L-E, Ruggable, with two G's, has a patented two-piece system with high-quality, soft, low-pile rug that clings to a non-slip, easily removable pad. All Ruggable rugs are resistant to spills and stains. It's true. Coffee, wine, juice, just about anything. They're also non-toxic, making them completely safe for your kids and pets. Check out their designer-created styles ranging from boho chic to traditional and modern, all made right here in the U.S. Go to myruggable.com/Ellen. That's MYRUGGABLE. /Ellen, and 15% off your order and free shipping will automatically be applied to your purchase. I don't know what
you
more we can do.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's awesome.
But that offer is only applied if you go to myruggable2gs.com/Ellen.
This is insane.
Ruggable.
This is a thing.
Washable, livable, lovable.
Now, there was one part of the interview that I have received a lot of questions about. And I think as a podcast exclusive, we should clear it up.
Right. So there's a moment.
Great.
There's a moment where Sean Hayes is in the interview chair. Brad Pitt is in the audience. And if I'm not sure if we showed this in the clip or not, but
I think we should play this clip separately so you can hear it again.
So we need to get Brad Pitt into the interview chair. And so this is the idea that we came up with. Sean and Brad switching places. Take a listen to this.
I just feel like, Ellen, you should really take advantage that Brad Pitt is here.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't done the show in 8 years, and I've been on the show 8 times this week. But I'm being so selfish. I get to sit this close and look into your beautiful blue eyes. And I think Brad is all the way up there. He should be this close to this much beauty. So I, Sean Carl Hayes, am going to give up my seat next to the world's richest lesbian. To the guy from 2 episodes of Growing Pains, please, Brad Pitt.
Oh, man.
So now we have Brad Pitt where we want him, in the guest chair. And Kev, what happens next?
Well, they start talking about people Brad have dated in the past.
First of all, how they know each other.
How they met. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
And it comes up, he was at a party with an ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. At the pool party that Melissa Etheridge threw.
Right. Yes.
Melissa Etheridge seemed to have been the common thread between Ellen and Brad Pitt.
Yes. Right.
Ellen says that she thinks she dated one of Brad's ex-girlfriends.
Yes.
So they have that in common. Take a listen.
We're back with Brad Pitt superfan.
Superfan. The late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah, we met. Do you remember where we met?
I remember Melissa Etheridge pool party, where I think you were hitting on my girlfriend.
Was I hitting on your girlfriend, really?
I think so.
Oh.
I was flattered.
All right. I actually since then have dated another one of your girlfriends. We'll talk about that later.
After the show.
Okay. Congratulations on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Have y'all seen the movie, by the way? I loved that movie. And it was just like, there were so many different genres and elements, even though it was set in a certain time period. It was, and your co-star.
He's pretty damn good.
Yes. Yeah. Not Leo, the dog. Did you see? I love Leo.
She's good too.
She was good too. Explain, because they must have put something on your face for that to happen.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Tom Cruise, my friend, will tie himself to a side of an airplane and it will take off and land. I put applesauce on my neck so a pit bull could give me love and affection. I don't know who's braver.
Yeah, it's a trained dog, but yeah. No. Wow, it just takes applesauce, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm talking about the movie, like everybody cares about acting, but really, it's the scene that everybody is talking about, the scene on the roof when you take your shirt off, and I speak for everyone when I say,
everybody.
Yowza.
Yeah.
I say...
I'm sorry.
Now, Brad.
To my male friends in the audience, I'm sorry.
So now, of course, all of us, starting with us, and then the rest of America, want to know who this is.
Mm-hmm. We finally talked to Ellen about it today when we got to see her. Yep. And on the count of three, we'll all say who it was.
Well, we mentioned to Ellen that our Google alerts blew up all weekend
long of various media publications
who are now trying to figure out who the woman is
who
dated.
It was on legitimate news sources talking about who Ellen and Brad dated together.
Right. And then a lot of illegitimate news sources.
Yes.
Right.
On the count of three, we'll tell you.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Martha
Couric.
Stewart. So, there you have it.
We've said
Ellen
it.
Wouldn't tell us, and I'm pissed about
no.
it.
Ellen won't no. tell us, which is so upsetting.
Ellen.
All
is,
we know is she's pretty.
Ellen,
no doubt.
Ellen keeps very, perhaps almost nothing from us. Right. Would not tell us.
But she has discretion.
Yeah, she
Ellen,
has discretion.
Ellen, is,
yeah.
Ellen has,
she is.
Has lovely discretion about
yeah.
Relationships and personal matters.
Yeah.
And she... She
has so
that
much discretion that while she was visiting with Prince Harry and Meghan and holding baby Archie over the summer,
she
wouldn't take a photo for our show.
Yeah. Thanks,
she
Ellen.
Tries to hurt
just
us.
Selfish in a way.
Sometimes the grace and,
yeah.
and the confidentiality gives me resentment.
So pretty much our goal as
yes,
producers...
we're going to find out.
We're going to find out and announce it here on our podcast.
You'll be the first people to know.
Maybe we'll have Ellen as a guest and she'll give us some other clues.
Date.
And since I enjoy my job and I love Ellen, I will not be telling you who that person is.
No. Permission to change the subject?
Please.
To what? And then I'll decide.
Chrissy Teigen?
Granted.
Wow. Yes, please.
Chrissy Teigen is sitting in her house last Sunday night and suddenly finds out that the President of the United States, without naming her specifically, has tweeted about her as John Legend's filthy-mouthed wife.
And he tags John Legend.
Right.
He adds
John Legend.
And he adds other people in the tweet.
Right.
He wants John Legend and Chrissy Teigen to give him credit for prison reform.
Right.
And I guess John Legend did an interview that Chrissy wasn't even aware John was giving.
She literally knows nothing. Which is typical Chrissy. She knows nothing about her husband's career.
Where John Legend did not appropriately kiss the president's ass.
Yes.
So he tweets and calls Chrissy his filthy-mouthed wife. Can't even name her.
And that, of course, turns into a whole thing on Twitter, which was insane. Now, the thing is, we did not book Chrissy for that.
No.
Chrissy was pre-scheduled to appear two days later. The timing was just wonderful for us.
You always know Chrissy Teigen's going to be a fantastic guest.
You don't need a topic for her.
This was something. This was something else.
Here is Chrissy talking about
that night.
What it's like to find out.
I don't know if y'all know what happened, but the President of the United States picked a fight with you on Twitter.
Randomly.
But I just want to say that it's just like when I heard about this, it's like it's kind of not even shocking to hear that the president is picking fights with people on Twitter. Like, it's just like that's something's wrong with
that. We all just wait for our day to come.
Yeah.
And mine happened to be Sunday.
Yeah, okay. So what did you do? Explain what was happening.
I just got all these phone alerts. Some being from Andy, actually. And I was like, what? Something's happening. So I go on Twitter to see it, but I'm still blocked, so I have no idea what he said.
So the president has blocked you because you've said some things about him and he didn't like it, so he blocked
you. Like, I've said a lot of things. I mean, this wasn't that random. I've said a lot of things in the past, I think since like 2012. I've been saying things about him. But I mean, it was just, so someone had to send me screenshots and it was, my heart stopped because at that moment, you know that you're about to get the wildest group of people
ever.
Okay,
explain what happened, though, so people that don't know what...
Well, John did a story on MSNBC about criminal justice reform, so he was a part of that interview. I was not a part of it at all. And then Donald, for some reason, thought that John was taking all the credit for it, and me. And I didn't even know he was filming this thing. Honestly, I didn't even know anything about it. So he just went in, he called John a boring musician, and his filthy-mouthed wife. Which, those two things are true. John is boring. I do have a filthy mouth. But when it's you, when the card lands on you that day, it's just really like, oh, crap, because your whole night's ruined. We spent the entire rest of the night just sitting just like this next to each other, handing each other our phone. Should I say this? Should I say this? No. Should I say this? No. No, it has to be funnier. No, no, because we're mad. Yeah, we're mad. And it just went on all night.
So you said, we can't say.
I might have said something.
You said something that we can't say. all right.
That's a lot of asterisks.
Right. Yeah, because we can't say those words.
Can I say it now?
If you want to.
I said, LOL, what a president.
All right. All right, so then that started trending, and that kind
of... Yeah, we got hashtag president, or president was trending, but they couldn't really show that it was trending, but right. I got enough Twitter family
so
and
then
friends
it became
know.
PAB.
Yeah, then right. it became PAB, it got shortened to President PAB, PAB President. We're still working on how to copyright the correct term.
All right, so, and how does John feel when you, because you really are outspoken, you're not scared of anything.
No.
You'll say exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
And what
But I had been so good for so long. I've been on like such good behavior. I really think before I tweet lately, because you know, I've gotten to this point where I don't want to offend people just for a joke.
You have to be careful, I guess. I mean, I understand you were angry and you know,
It was a weird feeling. I was really angry. I think my eyes filled up with water just at the shock of it, that I can't believe this really happens right now.
Like, yeah.
He just goes on these rants, and usually very late at night for him, you just wait for him to say something, but you don't think it's going to be you, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it goes into, you realize why you love Twitter and you love your friends. I had so many group chats going that night of just hilarious people and people making funny videos sending
right.
to me. It was, so then you laugh about it.
Right.
So then Chrissy.
Yeah.
So learns that this is said and has a reaction.
Well, and as it's being said, she's at home making a little like chalkboard sign for her daughter's first day at preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just having her Sunday night.
And so she has a reaction. She comes up with a three-word phrase.
Which we can say on this podcast.
She comes up with
we're a family. Are we a family podcast?
No,
we're
listens.
Not a family podcast.
Okay. No one
There's
listens.
Literally, there's I'm going to no say it.
So she calls him
no
bitch.
All right, you say it.
Oh, you were.
Oh, what?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my
Ed
gosh.
Wanted to
I went
say
to Christian
it.
School.
It
go.
All right. As Andy said, just in case he wasn't sometimes Andy doesn't enunciate. He gets excited.
Yeah.
And he doesn't enunciate clearly.
Wow.
She said, what a bitch about the president of the United States. Now.
Which is exactly what he accused her of doing.
Now, he already has kicked up dust, and his legions of followers are now attacking Chrissy Teigen on Twitter. It bleeds over to Instagram, as she said, and they attack her there. Andy Lassner, sitting next to me here in the podcast, who is a giant on Twitter, Andy Lassner takes that term and decides to turn it into a hashtag. So he hashtags President P star 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 A star star B star 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 star. And we try to get it to trend. So, of course, I'm Andy's little lapdog, so I go follow right in and I try to do it. Lots of people start. It's the most tweeted thing on Twitter that night, but the algorithm on Twitter won't let it trend because it's so foul.
But anyway, she talks about it on the show in a really kind of human way of like, it's not so fun when
right.
when
and
the
she,
whole world starts coming, not the whole world, but his legions come after
right.
you.
And she,
you don't want to be mentioned
on the
right.
receiving.
But she, and she's clear in saying that she has been critical and that she says any kind of things, but she felt like she had been taking a little break, dialing yep. back on her Twitter a little bit, and this took her completely by surprise.
She's a good human, Chrissy Teigen. I really like her. She's a good mom. She's real. She's
the
most.
A good mom.
She may be the most like authentic, sort of what you see is what you yeah. get celebrity.
She puts it
I've
right out there.
Known.
If you follow her on Twitter and Instagram, oh. she's not making her life seem perfect. She
no.
is putting
yeah.
it
well,
out
and
there.
She tweets so many funny things that
yeah.
like not even Chrissy can remember them all.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So we put that to the test in this wonderful game called Can You Fill In Your Blanking Tweets?
Can you fill in your blanking tweets?
Right. And it's basically asking
we'll just play the clip, Andy, and then they'll know what it
oh,
is.
Oh, oh wow, wow, God. Wow.
All right, so you're very funny on Twitter, and when you're not fighting with the president, there's all kinds of things that you say, and so we're going to play a game. It's called Chrissy, Can You Fill In Your Own Blanking
okay.
Tweets?
Okay, I think I can do that. Well, I mean, I nailed the, you know, John about Jack about John game.
Yeah, you did.
Really, yeah.
You knew very little about him. You knew nothing about your husband.
Still don't.
All right, here's the first one. Fell asleep with my blank blank on, and I think I'm in a different dimension now.
Oh.
Do you remember what you said?
Fell asleep with my face mask on. Oh, teeth white strips? No, I don't know.
You'd be in a different dimension with a face mask?
I don't know.
No, you fell asleep with your breast pump on.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
feel it all over again.
It's a soothing noise. It's rock, rock.
And then they're just like swollen and empty. Like, like, what have you done? The texture, everything's terrible about it.
We don't need to know that.
Like,
all right.
I can go they're like rock hard and soft.
All right. Here's the next one. I always forget about my white side, so I blank my own blank last night.
Oh, I'm too scared to answer this one. I don't know.
Yeah, this is a weird one.
I don't know.
I don't even know why you had to do.
So 2013, yikes.
I candied my own pecans. Wow.
That's a great tweet. That still holds up.
Yeah.
2013 was a stressful Twitter year. Like,
sure.
The Twitter used to be the wild, wild west. We could just do anything. So that one is a thank you.
All right. This is one that is really interesting to me. The blank people tweet me are always the worst blank. Wow.
I'm great at games.
Wait, I don't even know why people are tweeting you this. It says, the penises people tweet me are always worst penises.
I should have known because 2014 was Sports Illustrated. I used to eat a lot more penises. Now no one sends me penises.
All right. We're awake.
She's so fun to work with.
Yeah.
She is fun.
She is.
We'd like to work with her more.
She and I are working on something together.
What?
Yeah, they're in talks.
Does she know?
No.
I'm of course going to include you guys. She's never met me, doesn't know I exist.
Okay.
That is not true.
That's not true. She does.
She wished him happy birthday.
She did. Thanks, Yashar.
At Yashar.
By the way,
Chance the Rapper. Can we talk about Chance the Rapper?
By the way, what?
Well, I was just going to tell everyone that I like the heels that you're wearing today, but I guess we'll move on to Chance.
Well, they are nice. Easy Spirits, I believe.
Who introduced this office to Chance the Rapper?
I think you did, Ed.
Ed the producer.
We did not
Moto.
Know.
Ed the producer. Moto did. No, it wasn't
Ed,
Moto.
No,
although
Ed,
Moto did give me a little something for my
Ed,
leg.
Ed, you've pretty much introduced us to all new music. You and Jonathan Norman are responsible.
And Ellen.
The three of you, one thing that's very cool is you guys mention musicians, and we don't know anything about them, and within weeks, everybody's talking about him, and that's kind of a cool thing about working on a show like this. You kind of have a sense of what the next thing in music is going to be.
It feels good when that happens. We've also had some musicians on who no one had ever heard of, and we were sure that we're going to blow up, and then no one still has heard of them.
We should do a,
but we tried.
We should do a recap show of those. Ellen's one-hit wonders.
Yeah. But anyway, Chance the Rapper was here, and this guy, besides being an unbelievable performer, he does a lot of good. My God.
Wonderful. He sure does.
Gives millions of dollars away to such important things.
Just say this about Chance the Rapper. This is the thing that my son introduced me to Chance the Rapper when he was doing mixtapes. And the thing that I love about Chance the Rapper is that he has never sold a physical album.
He gave away his music.
Crazy. Chance the Rapper made his mark giving away his music.
So how does he make money?
Well, it would stream on places like SoundCloud, and you'd be on YouTube, and pennies and nickels and dimes might trickle in from that stuff. Spotify has been a big boost to him because Spotify pays royalties, and Apple Music pays royalties, so he makes music that way. But he made his money touring and merch.
If you've ever seen a photo
of Chance the Rapper, he always wears a hat that has a three on it. He designed it.
Which I have one of, and every time I walk around with it, people are like, where'd you get that
hat? Hey, Chance. Hi, Chance.
Well,
the income of selling, a million albums or like take some old artist like Rod Stewart who sold 100 million albums. It just wasn't as important to him as getting the music out there. It just wasn't. His goal, it's a different generation of music, and he and Drake are like leaders in it. They really are.
Here's a little bit of Chance on our show last week.
Hello there, Chance.
Hey, Ellen.
You look good.
Thank you.
You look really good.
Yeah.
And congratulations, you had a little tiny baby.
I did. I have a fresh baby.
A fresh baby.
Fresh baby.
Well, your wife had the baby, but...
Okay, yes. Yeah. I can't take all the credit.
No.
But I was there.
Yes.
So.
And how old is this tiny baby?
She just made a week, I think yesterday. Yeah. Her name's Marley Grace Bennett, and I love her. So that's dope.
So you, You posted a picture.
Yeah.
Now, look at that. That is so sweet. So now she's, you posted a picture of just the body without the face.
Yes.
So who does she look like? Describe her face.
Okay. There's two eyes. There's a nose, a mouth. She looks a lot like you have a sketch pad.
No, I'm gonna, well, you're describing it.
Okay. Well, there's two eyes.
Are they round or more kind of like?
They're more kind of.
Like kind of.
How you just said?
All right. Hair?
Yes, she does have hair.
A lot?
She has a lot of hair. That's hair.
Long hair. And then a little tiny
and
nose.
Then she has a nose, a round nose, similar to me and Kensley's.
All right. Does she smile?
She does, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When she's sleeping. Yeah.
I guess she looks a little like that then.
That is incredible.
Really?
It's like she's here. Crazy.
Oh,
that's
like
Marley.
If I'm holding her like that. Like, so
that's
cute.
How she looks at you, yeah.
So, and then you married, how long have you been with, what, I'm sorry, what is your wife's name?
Kirsten Bennett now.
Kirsten yeah. Bennett.
Yeah, she's got my last name. And yeah, we've been married since March 9th. Sorry, we got married last year in December. We had our wedding March 9th. So yeah, coming up on a year actually.
But you've known each other since you were 9 years
since
old.
Since we were 9 years old, yeah.
So that's the sweetest story.
Yeah. So my mom worked at a real estate agency with her mom, and her mom threw like a, I don't know, a Christmas party, and her daughters loved to dance, and so they did like a choreographed dance at this real estate party that I was at when I was 9, and I saw her dancing, and I was like, let's get married.
That's so sweet. So she's been with you from all, you know, through everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely before I was successful, she was my girlfriend,
yeah.
For sure. Yes.
That's important.
If I'm successful now, then yes, yeah. Pre-success.
You're very successful. And what's
thank
great
you.
About your success is that, and this, I mean, I love you for many reasons, because I love your talent, but I love your heart, because
you
gave $1 million to education, you gave $1 million to mental health.
Yeah.
I mean, you buy groceries for your fans. What? You're a good guy. Like,
thank you.
Why is it important for you to give back?
I think, all right, so why is it important? So my understanding of a lot of stuff is based on Jesus. So, like, Jesus teaches to be, like, you know, to care for your neighbor and care for people that aren't necessarily your blood, but still a part of your body because we're all humans. And so, like, I think that's an impactful thing that I think I understood more as I got older. But my parents, since I was young, definitely instilled in me to, like, you know, when you see people that are in need, you know, you don't just want to pass them by. You want to try and, you know, do something beneficial to them before you leave because that's your imprint. So I guess it's a mixture of my parents and Jesus. Would be my answer.
Uh-huh. Good inspiration.
I don't know.
Good inspiration.
So that's Chance chatting with Ellen, and it was a lovely chat. And
yeah.
you can see that Ellen just adores him. But what's cool is that when he performed, he asked Ellen if he could include her in his performance.
Yeah.
And she agreed. And it's just the last few seconds, but it's really cool. And you have to go watch the show. It's still on your DVR. We just taped it last week. And go check it out. It's really special.
One of the really, really cool things about being Ellen DeGeneres and being Kevin Lehman and being the writers on this show is that when something topical happens, within hours, they can turn that around into comedy and put it on our show so we are right on top of that news story. And there was no better example than that last week when Apple announced their new iPhone, and within hours, Kevin and Ellen and the writers now have a monologue to talk about this iPhone, which was hilarious.
That part's really fun. We brief Ellen around 11:30.
Right.
And the announcement was happening at 11, so Adam had started jotting down like the new announcements, and then he brings those in. Him and Ellen start chatting about what that monologue can be, and then it's literally on TV. It's
yeah.
So,
it's really,
it makes it feel fresh. And
that's why it's fun to do a daily show.
Yep. Should we play that monologue, Andy, or do you just want to describe it?
No, I just want to describe your brilliance.
Thank you, Andy. You're brilliant,
yeah.
too.
Here's the monologue. Take a listen.
Hey, I have to tell you something first. So I'm going to talk about phones, but I'm not good. You're not getting a phone. So don't like, oh, she's talking about phones. We're going to get a phone. You're not getting a phone. But Apple announced the new iPhone at their big keynote event yesterday. Their keynote event is kind of like a TED Talk, but instead of teaching you how to better yourself, they teach you how to spend $1,000. And instead of TED, it's Tim. You know Tim Cook, right? Tim Cook's Siri's husband. And I think so. I don't know. Yesterday, Apple announced their iPhone 11. And obviously, we all know how to count. It's a 7, 8... X 11. It goes like that. So you can either run out and buy it, or you can tape an iPhone 5 and an iPhone 6 together and make an 11. That's what I'm going to do. Plus, it has improved battery and now lasts 4 hours longer, like the Today Show. So they announced. It's long. The Today Show is really creeping into my hour. It's like. iPhone 11 Pro, that's what they're calling it. It has three cameras, and now Kim Kardashian never is going to leave the house. It's hardly even a phone anymore. Now it's more of a camera. I don't even know if you can make calls on it. It's really just a phone. It's just a camera. The most popular new feature of the iPhone 11 has a wide-angle lens to take wider photos, and it can take slow-motion selfies. So just like us, the phones will be now wider and slower. Yeah. We love when you insult us, Ellen. Yes, we're all wider and slower.
All right. Well, now, this is something new for season two of the podcast, of course. You know, in church when you get the bulletins?
Sure. Yes.
We have a couple bulletins that we need to review with our
really?
Podcast
listeners.
So
we're now past communion.
So we've got communion. People are thinking about getting to their cars.
Just so you know, the rabbi makes little announcements at the end of the service, too, about things that are upcoming. And
oh, really?
So it's not just
we have
your
a lot
people.
Of, we have a lot in that? Common.
What? Well, if you weren't so anti-Semitic, you'd know. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, we really want to perform like a holiday miracle for someone who needs it this year. So if you know someone that needs a holiday miracle, please, please, please let us know. Nominate them at ellentube.com. Which brings me to my next announcement. Don't forget, we have Andy's Hanukkah 12 Days of Giveaways giveaway happening only on the podcast.
Only exclusively here. One person will be winning a pair of tickets to this year's 12 days of giveaways.
To one day of
one
this
day.
Year's 12 well,
yeah,
days
one
of giveaways.
Day. That's true.
One and,
day.
Yep, you'll
of
just have to
it's like a it's, it'll, a it'll consider it a Hanukkah miracle.
And you'll just have to hashtag Andy's Hanukkah 12 days of giveaways miracle.
Easy.
It's easy to do.
That's going
to
trend.
You can do it at Twitter. You
That's
can do
trend.
It on Instagram and one of our listeners will win that pair.
That's going to trend worldwide.
Also, huge. Monday, this is exciting. Oprah's back.
Yep.
Every time she's here, we do something insane. And
yes.
I can't tell you what it is yet, but oh boy, you're going to like it. That's Monday with Oprah.
Yeah.
And our final...
And Lil Nas X is on the same show. How about that? That's a powerhouse
that
of a program.
Is gonna be
Take my horse to the old town road.
And finally,
till I can't go home.
Just saying, 7-year-old Katie Connolly in the back seat of the car every morning going to school.
Singing
that song.
That's pretty sweet.
That's pretty cool.
Finally, Andy's athlete's foot cleared up. So praise
God.
The Lord.
Woo!
That's great. That's my it God. For the bulletins.
Wow. Mean praise and unnecessary.
You know, how many bulletins?
You know,
Kevin has Jokic.
Loachman Kevin. Well, friends,
that was a lot.
That was a lot. We're gonna close up this episode.
That was
a
lot of entertainment packed into one podcast.
I mean,
we could have stopped at Brad Pitt. We didn't. We threw in Chrissy Teigen.
No.
We gave you more
bonus chance. The rapper,
Jokic.
How much fun are we?
We got a rug
so
throw
fun.
In your washer.
Kevin got his weekly bulletin. You know what? It's not going to be weekly. It's going to be every podcast.
Hashtag Andy's
Hanukkah. I like it. We need items.
A lot of
subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. And don't forget to watch Ellen every day for even more fun.
Tell him Andy sent you.
Bye, Troy.
Right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Portia.
Bye, Troy. Bye, Portia.
I used to want to grow up. I thought that I could be free, but now I'm realizing this Kool-Aid ain't for me. It's cool because all my dreams are more than possibilities. I get so vicious when I don't feel delicious. I just need a friend.
We would so love to know more about you here at Ellen on the Go. Please head over to Wondery.com/survey. It's a really short survey that will help make this show better. The Wondery.com/survey. WONDERY.com/survey. We'd really appreciate hearing from you.